The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat on Daf Memchet had a question regarding filling pillows on Shabbat. Rav Chisda said it was permissible to fill a pillow on Shabbat so long as it was filled already and you're just returning some of the stuffing into the pillow. But however, to stuff a new pillow, the chetayla on Shabbat, would be forbidden. It's mashma that it would be hayav, deoraita, because of the isur of mekebe patish. Actually, Maran in Siman Shin Mem writes this in Halakha Chet. And I quote, Mochin shenaflu min hakeset. You have the stuffing that fell out of the pillow. Mutar lahaziram. It's permissible to put them back in. Of course, that's where you're not going to sew it up, obviously, on Shabbat. You're just stuffing it and leaving it open. Aval asul litinam b'techila b'keset. But it's forbidden to put them in the keset l'chatechila. A practical application to this halakha was brought down in a sefer, Yesodei Yeshurun, where he said, based on this, it would be forbidden to blow a ball up on Shabbat. And he makes the same difference, which means if the ball was blown up already before Shabbat and some of the air went out and you want to blow it to fill it up, it would be permissible. And if it was totally deflated, so then he says it would be like to kiss it and you would not be allowed to blow it up. Which means if it was never blown up before. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zichron Levracha, however, disagrees, and he held that in all situations it would be permissible to blow up a ball on Shabbat, and it's not considered like stuffing a pillow, whether it was a new ball or an old ball. The only issue we have is, according to the Sefaradim, balls are really mukseh on Shabbat. So there's not too much of a practical case, unless you have a child, let's say, that, you know, wants to blow up his ball. For a child, we're lenient for them to play with balls on Shabbat. So if a child wants to blow it up, you don't have to stop him, which means that's also considered permissible on Shabbat, halakha. This is brought down in Shemirat Shabbat Kilcheta, in Perek Tetzayin Halakha Chet, where it's clearly written, Mutar Lenapeyach Kadurim, so long as you don't have to make a knot. Most of our balls have a stopper, where you just put the plastic piece in and you stop the air from going out. So again, the halakha, where there's a plastic stopper where you're just sticking it in, whether it was blown up or not, the rabbi, Shlomo Zalman, is mekel. Although we had some osrim, halakha is lakel. Again, for children we're talking, not for adults. Adults, as we said in the previous halakha, should not come in contact with a ball on Shabbat.